Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us. In studio with us is Ned Flynn, Vice President of Sales for Arion. Arion is this firm in West Des Moines that has a whole bunch of stuff under its umbrella, and we get to talk to Ned at least once a month about cool things going on at Arion. How you doing?
Doing good, Michael. Thanks.
Good to see you again, my friend. What are we going to talk about today? I do know. I'm not going to play the dummy. I know what we're going to talk about, and I think that this is something every business needs to pay attention to. I mean, right now, because it is top of mind awareness, and that's security issues.
Yeah, so the way this came up, Michael, as you know, Arion, our tagline is that we enable clients to do what they do best.
Sure.
And we have these solution lines, IT, contact center, and HR, that appear to be very different. And in many respects, they are. They're standalone services, but all of them have a cross-section. And one of my associates at Arion wrote a white paper on information security, and quite frankly, given current events and stuff that we deal with on a daily basis in HR, I thought it'd be a great topic for us to talk about.
Let's dig into this a little bit. Now, let's set the playing field a little bit when we're talking about Arion, and you mentioned several different areas and how they intersect. We're going to be talking about security and cyber issues, but there is also an HR component to that, as well as call centers and, you know.
Sure. Michael, you own a business now, and I've owned a business in the past. And, you know, when we deal with employees, and we were talking about it before, 15 years ago, we were buying BlackBerry, the enterprise server, so that we could get email to our phones. Well, today, you know, our employees want access to email, to data, and they want them on their PCs, they want them on their mobile phones, they want them on their iPads or whatever.
So the exposure is huge.
Yes. So, you know, from an HR perspective, we're writing policies for our clients about how to use these devices and what kind of information that they can share on them and that sort of thing. But, the other issue that we all face is that information is moving across all of those devices, and there are people out there that want that information.
Sure. Yeah, and one of the things that I think is fascinating, we did a cybersecurity piece several months ago, and the expert said, you know, the biggest leak in your business, whatever business it happens to be, isn't by some threat from the outside where they maliciously find a way in there. It's oftentimes your own employees, because they open up what they think is a common email from a friend or a coworker, and guess what? It's not.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's one of the malicious malwares, as they're called, is called ransomware,
right?
Where when you open it, it freezes your system, and then you're required to pay them money in order to release that information.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that, Ned, is that's not only happening among major companies. They're now starting to target small businesses.
It can target anyone.
Yeah.
And we actually have some statistics in this white paper that there are 4 million different types of ransomware and up to 1 million per day that are being created.
That's crazy. What can Arion help any small business wade through with this?
Well, we certainly offer services in the IT area, but the purpose of the white paper is just to give any business information on how they can at least address these security issues. And they recommend, and I don't think any of this is rocket science, but you know, the areas where you can address these issues are in password protection, network management, and data security. Again, you've owned a business and I've owned a business, and we've got all of these items in our to-do list that are, you know, urgent, they're important, and we prioritize, and as we should, those issues that either generate revenue for us or serve our clients or serve our employees.
And sometimes these are not doing either any of that. You know, they're not necessarily making any more money for the business. You know, they're not necessarily top of mind awareness. They should be, but maybe not.
And they're not, and maybe they shouldn't be, but there are some pretty simple steps that you can take to at least provide some level of protection. And then depending on your business, and you really need to evaluate this, you may need more sophisticated, you know, solutions. For example, in our business, we deal with Social Security numbers. We deal with wages. We deal with protected health information, and we're exchanging that. You know, amongst ourselves on a regular basis. And so we've got to have some pretty sophisticated protection techniques. But every business is sending some form of that data either to a health carrier or to a payroll vendor or whatever. And so there is some level of protection that every business needs.
So when we talk about protection, you're not here to necessarily sell protection, but maybe a better understanding about what a business can do and then help facilitate that?
Sure. Raise awareness, number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the things with the political parties today where the Democratic emails, the party emails have been hacked. You know, it's a perfect example of what can happen to anybody, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
So raise awareness and then just recommend some basic things that can be done to try to protect a business.
And you've put this out in a white paper.
Yes, we have.
Ah, you've got the answer, of course. Relative to writing things down, one of the things that I'm amazed at, and this is not the only data breach that we've seen. We see it all over the place. We just had in May, for crying out loud, MySpace. There was 360 million MySpace people whose information was compromised. This is an epidemic of epidemic proportions. And so if small businesses don't think that that's not happening, it's not correct, because it is happening and it is pretty scary. But are you surprised sometimes what people will share in an email?
Yes.
You had a great comment just before we came on. Share that with
you. Might have to remind me of that one.
Well, what your dad said.
Oh, yeah. So my dad's an attorney, and for, well, now 49 years, he's been telling me anything you put on paper or in writing, someone's going to see.
Right.
And so you really got to be just conscientious about what you put on paper, what you share.
Right.
But, you know, when you were, I thought maybe what you were talking about was something different. So I want to mention that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
In everything that we do, strategies, business practices, they follow money. And where there's money, there's going to become more sophisticated solutions. And the same is true in data security and information security. You know, we're all very aware of malware. We're all very aware of password protections and that sort of thing. But the these people that try to hack your data, they've become more sophisticated too. And we actually are performing services for some of our clients. It's called social engineering.
What's that?
We'll do an assessment. So we'll have people pose as these cyber criminals, and they'll call employees, act like they're just looking for help, and they'll get information about our company. They'll gain access by following an employee into the building or asking them to open the door for them or pose as a vendor and come in and see what information is on employees' desks. And then, to me, the lowest of the lows, they'll dumpster dive. They'll see what you're throwing in your trash, and they'll find sensitive data that's being thrown away that could reveal passwords, could reveal IP addresses, you know, the information that they would need to hack our systems.
And people are doing that on a regular basis.
Absolutely, every day.
Yeah. So what can a small business hope to learn by reading the white paper?
Well, I think we've written the white paper so that there are levels of strategies to address it. So the basic levels of password protocols,
right.
You know, the expiration of passwords. I mean, I personally hate that, but you got to do it to protect the information.
Absolutely.
Drives me crazy. And then some basic network management strategies, and then some basic data security strategies. But then, you know, for those businesses that this may be more critical, there's more sophisticated strategies, and up to and including, you know, hiring some specialists to help them out with it.
Sure, sure. And one of the things that we always talk about when it comes to Arion and is that many small business owners, no matter what size that business is, if there's two people or 25 people in that shop, and not-for-profits that are out there, they're so busy doing what they like to do or what they should be doing. They're making a profit or they're helping manage their mission, whatever that happens to be. Sometimes it's nice to have somebody out there that can help.
Yeah, I mean, it's true to our DNA. So, you know, our clients, our first clients were our shareholders. And so our business has been consistently built on making our clients better, and we'll profit from that. And so in everything that we do, in every business that we're in, if we focus on making our clients better, and then we'll profit from that.
Absolutely.
In some way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what we're trying to do here.
Other centers. We will have links to that white paper for you to download and check out. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
So much. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Arion. We're talking about operations with, well, they will make an impact on your business. Check it out. We will have those links on the business blog. All right, we've got it's 6 o'clock, and Tyler's saying, wrap it up, kids. We got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for our guest, Ned Flynn. Before that, we had Laura Kennard in studio. Tyler's on the controls tonight. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, produced, and conducted by James Goodlett. You want some original music for your business or your video? Call us. We'll hook you up with James. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.